The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." What does that mean? How does it apply to your life, if it even does? That's what we'll explore today. Welcome to the Sunday service. So why do we remember? Is that obvious? Is it obvious to you why we remember, why we do the same things over and over again, why we celebrate, why we mourn? Why is that? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever really thought about why it is that we remember? There's a lot of reasons. Some of it's fun. Some of it is instructive. Some of it is in reverence and respect. Some of it's to learn. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. From Deuteronomy, "These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up." We remember and commemorate events for a lot of deep-seated reasons. Psychological, social. We do it because of identity and continuity. When we remember, it helps us helps individuals and groups maintain a sense of who we are, remembering where it is that we came from, what it is that we've been through, what we're known for, what we did. So there's an identity that is of value, that we perceive to be valuable enough that we want to keep the thing going. We don't want to forget. So we remember. We remember because of learning and establishing meaning, meaning making. So when we revisit past events, it helps us individually and collectively learn from the good times, the wins, the triumphs, and the awful tragedies, the horrific actions, the horrific events. It gives us a framework for understanding both suffering and resilience through the teaching of different moral lessons. Certainly, we remember for emotional processing and then healing. When we commemorate events, things, it helps us to cope with hardship when we integrate them into a broader story of survival and meaning. Certainly, our ability as human beings to put things into perspective, both historically and contextually, and then how they apply to living today, it helps us to process, understand. When we remember, we're also bonding with one another. So it has a social bonding component to it, these shared memories. The reason that we have rituals, the reason that the same thing is done over and over again in the same way, that ensures that you are having the same experience as your mother was, your father, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and so on down the line. And that's incredible. It's why it's so important to do certain things the same way. All this is so valuable and so instructive. There are some reasons to change things, always. There are always opportunities to progress, but there is also so much immense value in conserving. So you think about conservative versus progressive. The idea of conservatism means that you are recognizing that a thing has value and you want to hold on to that and you want to carry it forward for generation to generation. Progressive says that this is fine, but it's time to level up, take things, change things, move things forward. And it's sometimes there's a time and a place for that. But when it comes to remembering and using it for social bonding, it's so powerful to know that you walked in the same path as Jesus Christ did, or that the apostles did, or that when Muslims go to on their pilgrim to Mecca, that's the same thing. Literally countless other human beings throughout history and throughout space and time, maybe not space, but time, have done. And that's an incredible thing. And that's true of traditions from every society and civilization and race, creed, and religion, and all of it. It's shared memories. It's incredible. We remember to provide us with ethical guidance, with morality. Many of the commemorations that we human beings take part in are reminders of our values and principles that we believe to be highest and just, most important, like justice, like freedom, like resilience. It is an interesting paradox to a degree that we commemorate joyful things and offer awful things, suffering. Joyful events reaffirm what we hold so near and dear. Baptism of a baby. There's lots. Wedding celebrations, wedding anniversaries, happiest days, birthdays. At the same time, remembering suffering ensures that we don't repeat the same mistakes and that we honor those who endured them. And the history of human beings is that of wonderful things and certainly of awful atrocities. And good news, bad news is that we're constantly creating new ones of those. But the idea being that we don't want to forget. We always want to remember, because those events, good and bad, they're very instructive. Everything we've been teaching about. You go to a religious ceremony, you go to a Christian church, you're going to read the Bible. And you're going to read similar stories. And you go to any kind of church anywhere in the world that Christians gather and in organized religion, going to be people doing similar things, reading similar passages. And we are remembering, we are reaffirming, and we're essentially reliving important spiritual and moral truths. So I think that there is such an immense value in collective memory and identity. So when you go to a church service, you're keeping religious traditions alive and you're reinforcing the shared identity among the participants, among the believers. The Bible has been read and interpreted over countless generations, and it serves to preserve and transmit core beliefs, history, and certainly values. We read the Bible. Christians practice religious ceremonies for moral and ethical guidance. The Bible is a living document.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
It's an absolutely living document that provides wisdom, and it does so in the narrative format, telling these stories that illustrate the important principles that are contained within. So the church service itself, it gives you structured reminders of the lessons and reinforcing how, while these happened thousands of years ago, still very much apply today. The things that we're going through and that you're going through, many, many, many others have also gone through. It also serves to give us spiritual renewal. So reading scripture and participating in these services helps us to reconnect with faith, much like personal communal rituals renew a sense of purpose. We do it to commemorate suffering and redemption. So there's so many different religious practices like taking communion, Passover, Good Friday, there's so many, involve the remembrance of suffering and sacrifice and ultimately redemption that are all reinforced by core theological narratives. So it's so important that it forms going to church and experiencing the same kinds of things. It has an emotional and a social bonding element to it. When you gather at church, there's a sense of belonging and support. So such a powerful thing when you're talking about praying together, singing together, reading together. There is unity that you don't find in too many other kinds of environments. And certainly, one of the realities of adults and adult learning and adult remembering is that I need to be reminded more than I need to be instructed. So repetition, it's a tool for meaning making. We read the Bible, not just one time, but we revisit it over and over again because we're seeing it with a new set of eyes every time that we look at it because we are different people. There's that very famous saying that it's impossible for a man to step in the same river twice because it's a different man and it's a different river every time. So depending on where you are at in life, when you're reading the same passage, it's going to have different significance. So in Judaism, the Seder, which is a wonderful dinner that commemorates Passover, it retells the story of Exodus where it's quite a story. If you're not familiar with it, I'm sure that you are. It's a story of liberation. And it's for all the reasons that I've been talking about. It's so important to tell these stories and to involve young people, involve kids, so that we never forget the lessons. We never forget the experiences. We never forget the joy, the atrocities, all of them. It needs to be reinforced constantly, because I forget. And I need to be reminded. So all of these different recurring events and rituals, it's obviously not simply Christianity. I just talked about the Seder from a Judaism perspective. But Islam has Ramadan. It's a month of fasting and reflection, which reinforces self-discipline, gratitude, and connection to God. Obviously, Christmas celebrates the birth of Jesus, emphasizing hope and renewal and generosity. The Christian Eucharist is a virtual reenactment of, or ritualistic reenactment of, Jesus' Last Supper. Bar and bat mitzvahs in the Jewish faith, it's a coming-of-age ceremony, connects an individual to the greater collective and faith and heritage. We celebrate the 4th of July. We celebrate Veterans Day. We celebrate so many different Memorial Day and Labor Day. It helps us to reinforce our collective identity, helps us to revisit and relive the stories of the founding, hopefully. Or it helps us to have a good time and shoot off fireworks and to barbecue and to be with family. That's also very much of value. New Year's and New Year's Eve and resolutions and looking forward, looking backward. These are transitions from one year to the next. Everybody, each of us have personal milestones. We celebrate our weddings. We mourn the passing of loved ones. We've got obviously birthdays and we've got graduations and we celebrate retirement. We even have Election Day, which I think we're moving closer to being a national holiday. And that certainly reinforces participation in our democracy as well as the civic responsibility that's inherent with being a citizen of the United States of America. We celebrate team championships and unfortunately remember losses. And certainly there's not too many things that bring fans and individuals together more than a championship. School reunions, there's so many different things that we are doing. But fundamentally, we are reinforcing who we are. We're remembering where we come from. We're remembering what it is that we value. And we're remembering how it is that we move forward. And that's obviously, I've been going through some religious examples of this and also personal examples of this. But philosophers have been thinking about this stuff for a really long time as well. Plato in the Republic and the other writings that that he engaged in. For him, memory isn't just a passive recording of events. It's an active process that helps individuals access deeper truths. So that's certainly what it is that we're trying to do. We could all benefit from some more wisdom. And we're all searching for truth. What is true? And we can derive those both of those things. We can find wisdom from the past and exploring the past and studying the past and learning from it, and then apply moral truths that have always been true, foundationally true, to events that we're going through today. Aristotle talked about eudaimonia, which is human flourishing, which is really what this show is all about. He focused on living a life of virtue. In his work on ethics, he emphasizes the importance of habits and practices in shaping our actual character, remembering and commemorating good acts and moral teachings and victories. These can be expressions of virtue, and they encourage us to reflect on how we are currently living and how it is that we can improve. I know that every time I read Aristotle and I read Plato and I read Nietzsche, it helps me to remember and contextualize and just focus on ensuring that I am thinking about and focused on that my perspective is as correct as it can be. Nietzsche's Eternal Return talks about, or rather challenges individuals who read it to live your life in a way that you would happily repeat it over and over again exactly the same way, which is heavy. So that's forward thinking. It's ensuring that when I do get to the end of my life, I'd say, yeah, I'll happily do this again. And that's tough because so much of our lives today can seem like a real grind, at least for me. And when I think about that and I read about that, it just helps me to remember I need to work harder to make all of this count, for lack of a better term. Nietzsche actually criticized historical memory that's tied to past suffering. He talked about instead advocating for an affirming life and embracing challenges as opportunities rather than setbacks or lamenting too much about them.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Maurice Halbwachs talks about collective memory, and he argued that memory is not just an individual phenomenon, but it's socially constructive. And so commemorations and rituals are key ways that groups of people, be it a family or community, a country, remember the shared past and reaffirm their collective identity. So in this way, remembering historical events through different ceremonies or monuments or traditions help maintain the cohesion of social groups. And that's certainly true, right? Because we are in this wonderful experiment of participation and living under this social contract, where we can freely go about our lives while also cooperating with the other people that we are coming in contact with. And that's such an important thing. This is a really important thing as we are talking about or addressing and facing challenges of migration and challenges of low birth rate and challenges of national identity. And what do we really believe to be a value? What do we really believe to be a value? Does it matter what it means to be French, Chinese, Japanese? Does it matter what it means to be Canadian? Does it matter what it means to be Mexican? Does it matter what it means to be Chilean? I don't know the answer to these questions. It matters to me what it means to be American. There's no question about that. So that's what that's speaking to. I think it's really interesting. Paul Ressour talks about memory, history, and forgetting. And he delves into the relationship between memory and history, exploring how we create narratives about the past and how these narratives shape our identities. And he argues that forgetting is an essential part of memory as it allows individuals and societies to move forward. However, some events, especially those involving trauma or injustice, require active remembrance to heal and learn. So yeah, some stuff you need to move on from. Some stuff you need to move on from. And it's a really interesting thing. His philosophy suggests that rituals of commemoration, particularly those addressing painful historical events, are crucial for both collective memory and societal healing. So moving past doesn't mean forgetting. It means keeping an eye on that so that we don't make the same mistakes again. This is why, from my perspective, it's silly to be taking down statues. It's silly to be removing books or whatever it might be. Because I don't think there's any value in trying to erase or whitewash history. I'd rather see all the warts. And it's not that I'd rather. I believe that it's essential that we know what really happened. And that's what this is all about. It's remembering what really happened, so we don't find ourselves in a position where we're not sure or we doubt. Did that really happen? So when we practice rituals, when we remember, when we commemorate these things, what an important, there's so many different functions on why it is that we remember. Emmanuel Levinas, he's a French philosopher who talked about ethics and the responsibility that individuals have towards each other. He talked about how memory is not merely about the past, but about an ethical obligation to others, believing that remembering the suffering of others, especially through rituals, obligates us individuals to act responsibly and compassionately now. It's exactly what I was just talking about. So important. Remembering the Holocaust or other memorial services. These are ethical acts of compassion, which ensure that the pain that other people felt is acknowledged and that it shapes present-day actions for justice and for care. which makes sense. Hannah Arendt, she wrote a book called The Human Condition, reflects on how public memory shapes political action and civic life. Her argument is that memory and storytelling are crucial to the foundation or formation of shared values in the exercise of political power. So when we remember significant moments, especially bad ones, they played a critical role in the formation of collective political identity and in the moral direction of a society. So she talks about national holidays, memorials, public remembrances. It shapes our collective consciousness and direct action. She views these things as vital to ensuring that our societies remain engaged with our past as we move forward. It makes sense. John Locke, he explored the connection between memory and personal identity, suggesting that memory is essential for maintaining the continuity of the self. Without memory, there wouldn't be any way to connect the past with present, undermining personal responsibility. So, Freud talks about the role of trauma, and obviously, Freud being the father of psychoanalysis, he believed that remembering, mourning, confessing, that allows memories to be processed and then moving towards healing. So certainly an important thing. So across philosophy, across religion, commemoration and memory are seen as tools for identity formation, moral guidance, social cohesion, and of course, healing. Rituals and the act of remembering provide a framework for individuals and societies to maintain a connection to the past while moving forward, whether through celebration, reflection, or remorse. These practices help shape who we are and how we act in the world. So, how interesting, just thinking about just myself and how much I have valued different events and ceremonies and commemorating different events, how I felt about that over the course of my life. And I think that as we're younger, we're more excited about certain kinds of events. And as I've gotten older and I get busy, less so. And now that I'm perhaps becoming a little bit more wise, I'm recognizing again, and maybe it's because I'm a parent, which maybe goes to my wisdom as well, whatever amount of wisdom that might be. It speaks to how important it is to be preparing and teaching the next generation and how it's an obligation on me to do my part to help build that bridge between generations and to ensure that my children understand what is of value, what is right, and what is just. And those are some of the reasons that we remember. So certainly a lot of personal reasons to remember, and collectively, so many reasons that we remember. As always, do your part by doing your best.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.